Hey, 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 welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. Yes, my darlings, broadcasting live from the Windy City. Listen, Al Roker, thank you, baby. Thank you so much. Al Roker is the weatherman here in Chicago. He's one of the most beloved weathermen ever. You hear what I'm saying? So thank you, Al, for sending all this great sunshine. It's 87 degrees. Here in the Witness Center, and honey, I'm just loving it. So thank you, Al. I know Al don't send the weather, but he tells us about the weather. And the big man upstairs, he's in control of it all. You hear what I'm saying? Listen, it is going down on today, broadcast live from the Windy City. June 1st, thank you. Hello, June. I welcome you with open arms. June 1st, 2023. It's 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, listen, this show is being brought to you by GubbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GubbaRum.com. You can shop all your rum like this station needs on GubbaRum.com. Listen, Steve does have two different flavors in stock, not just, you know, Gumba Gold, Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum, and Steve Dunn. Yes, indeed. Listen, honey, we've been working on getting Gumba Rum to the Windy City. It's right now in Boston and all over Florida. And you can visit Gumba Rum online. Please do. If you do like rum, you're going to love Gumba Rum. The flavor is just phenomenal. Let me tell you this real quick. People, listen, my family members tried Gumba Rum. My sister-in-law, she doesn't like the alcohol, right? She doesn't like rum at all. Listen, I gave her a bottle of Gumba Rum. Guess what? She loved it. She loved it. The in-laws, they loved it. They thought it was just so delicious. So listen, let me tell you something. You can't actually get Gumba Rum in other states. You can get it in Boston. You can get it all over Florida. And there's a lot of other places you can get Gumba Rum. It is all over the place. In the East. Hear me now. In the East. But it is not here in Windy City. All right? It's not here in Chicago. We need a distributor. So I've been working so hard trying to get a distributor. So listen. Hopefully pretty soon it's going to be here. One of my friends who has some distributors. He had a sit down over the holiday weekend. Oh, I got to get with him, see if we got the big green, to get the name of the distributor so we can get that stuff on rocking down in the Windy City, baby. Listen. I want you guys to get ready before I get into the music. This is a salute to Dr. John Klein. I want you guys, while you're on Facebook, use keyword to Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Come on up in here, engineer, do your thing. All right. Yes, your music is being heard all over the world, 23 countries, including Bangladesh and Bulgaria. Isn't that kind of weird? That's kind of funny. I just get a kick out of that. Yep, Bulgaria. We're list number 45 in Bulgaria. And we have a steady and constant small listening audience in New Zealand. I think that's pretty cool. That rocks UK and Germany and Canada. So listen, let me tell you guys. On tomorrow, Dr. John Klein is going to be here with me. It's going to be an audio interview, so I'm going to be talking with him personally. You're going to get to hear all about Dr. Klein. He is a psychologist and recording artist in Mobile, Alabama. He began playing music during his childhood in Montana. raised among the sheep and the dental floss. What a combination. Raised among sheep and dental floss. Okay, so listen. And has toured in a variety of bands during his adolescence and early adult life. He studied music and psychology in college and later pursued a graduate and postdoctoral scholarship in psychology after being transplanted to Mobile, Alabama, ending a decade as an academic gypsy. I like that, academic gypsy. John opened a private practice and began to construct a 40-track digital audio recording studio in Mobile, Alabama. Man, I love it. It is his sanctuary where nerves can be dejangled and worries can be left outside. I love it, love it. Oh, thank you so much. So the music therapy soothes, is soothing, soothing. It may also help to combat anxiety and depression. I was saying that earlier. I hadn't even thought about it. He said that too. So it can help to combat anxiety and depression. So listen, music therapy can also result in creative musical output. So listen, I got some music for you on today. Now, this particular one that you're going to hear on today was released on April the 20th. It's Rexile Elixir. It's a good one. It's a good one. It's a good one. So remember, guys, remember, before I get the music going, Dr. John Klein is going to be here on tomorrow. We're going to have a great conversation. We are going to talk about Dr. John's music. We're going to talk a little bit about his therapy, if that's okay with him, but we're going to focus on his music. I just think it's just phenomenal that you could be a clinical psychologist and a recording artist. You know, I love that. I love when you see two different aspects of life coming together, just like what is his name? Listen, Dr. Jans. I love me some Dr. Jans. Now, Dr. Jans, he was on the show as well, but listen, Dr. Jans is not a medical doctor. Right? He's a recording artist, and he is a Bible-thumping scholar when it comes to teaching the Word of God. He is a man of God. He teaches and preaches all over, and he has phenomenal. Listen, let me tell you something. Dr. Jams, J-A-Y-C-M, and his music is the bomb, let me tell you. So listen, and his music is just like, oh, it sounds secular, but it is. Well, so listen, he combines the two. He teaches the Word of God. He prays for individuals. Let me tell you something. His prayers work. Can't tell you. I'm going to tell you that his prayers work. Oh, my God, his prayers work. So listen, he's all over Boston. He is a demon busting everywhere. Listen, he ain't scared to tell them witches to get up out of where he is. He will tell them right, quick, fast, and in a hurry. So listen. Listen, let me tell you something. So listen, the reason why I'm bringing up Dr. Jans, because he's a Bible scholar, Bible teacher, he's a preacher, and he's a recording artist. And his music sounds nothing like what you think it would sound like. He dances, he does hip-hop. I mean, it's like, wow, Batman, come get me. So listen, this is a salute to Dr. John Klein. So listen, once again, this song released on April the 20th, Rexile Elixir. And I'm going to play it right now. I want you guys to check this out. Take a listen to this. phenomenal. Wow. You know, it's like there, you can do some really nice dancing to his music. You know, if you're a ballerina or if you do modern dance, oh, that would be, oh, my God. I would pay good money. Listen, I love dance. I always did love modern dance. I used to do modern dance when I was a teenager and adolescent. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I would do it at church, at my church. So, listen, let me tell you. I would really pay good money to see his music and modern dancers or ballerinas dancing to his music. Oh, my God, that would be so breathtaking. That would be so phenomenal. I really would. That would be just the bomb if you had some modern dance or ballerinas, you have his music playing, and put on a show. You really could. You could do a whole event. That would be great. That would be awesome. It would be, for me, if I was going to put together an event like that, of course, I would have a black tie, have a nice little dinner, you know what I'm saying? And the dancers would be going, so you'd be having dinner and watching the ballerinas doing their thing and have his music playing. That would be so phenomenal. Oh, my God, that would just be, that would be magnifico. It would really be magnificent. So listen. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold black. Oh, my goodness, I would love to put on an event like that. Oh, my goodness, I do hear it. Here in Chicago, listen, it ain't got to cost a lot of money. They have all the pop-up spaces all over the place. It's really very inexpensive to have the pop-up spaces. Oh, my gosh, sure, of course it can be done. Anything can be done if you know how to do it, right? So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. It's been superlicious, darlings. And guess what? I get to come back later on and do it all over again.
In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and
you motivate.